Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters with me, Tim Marshall. You might have noticed that Syria has fallen out of quite a lot of the headlines. In fact, the fighting there is actually increasing, despite the so-called peace talks in Geneva. The Syrian army looks to be gaining ground in a crucial battle against opposition forces, and whoever wins it, it's got significant strategic implications for both sides. Government forces are fighting to retake control of the rebel-held town of Yabrud. That's near the border with Lebanon. Yabrud is the last opposition stronghold in the mountainous Kalaloum region. Whichever side controls Kalamoun, well, they can control the motorway, all the way from the capital Damascus to the city of Homs, and then left and on to the coastal region of Latakia, which is a government-held area. Yabrud may be 3 miles from the motorway, but it's been used as a base from which to launch attacks closing the road. If the opposition lost all control of this region, it would be a heavy blow to their supply lines from Lebanon. Well, this week there's been at least 10 government airstrikes on Yabrud. Troops backed by Hezbollah militia forces from Lebanon have taken high ground near it. They're advancing towards the town. The fight for Kalamoun began last summer, and a string of government victories followed, most notably with the capture of the town of Qusair. The offensive to take Yabrud began in December, but until this month consisted mostly of manoeuvring and skirmishing. Pro-Syrian government media outlets in both Syria and Lebanon say this week saw the start of, quote, a wide-scale military operation, and said that the village of Jajiya near Yabrud had already fallen. Refugees have begun to cross the border into Lebanon, putting further strain on that country. The fact that Hezbollah, a Shia movement, is said to be in the vanguard of the assault exacerbates the tensions between the Sunni and Shia communities in Lebanon, and there's been instability there. The fighting comes during the latest round of peace talks in Geneva, but I don't really think they're related. In many conflicts, as a peace deal nears, some combatants will launch all-out assaults in the hope of gaining ground before the fighting stops. However, in this, all sides know a deal is not near, and the strategic logic of controlling Kalamoun is not linked to the talks. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.